All right, here we are. The time has come. Tuesday, election day. For the people that have not voted, it's time to get you out there and get voting. Make sure that we don't allow Donald Trump to get into the White House. This is what it's all come down to.
Now, it's time for Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards.
Actually, you sound like a maniac.
Mainly, we put this video together because this is our last video before the election. And then we're going to try to determine what we're going to do after the election when Kamala wins. Thank you very much. But we've been working hard. A small team has been working hard for the past year and a half. I've been proud to be a part of this. They brought me on to be the on-air person to talk about what is happening, what's going on, and why we cannot have Donald Trump in the White House again. We're not going to rehash it because the time has come. You got to get out and vote. I can tell you over and over again, you know why Donald Trump should not be in that White House. But that's why we've been working so hard to make sure this doesn't happen. But let's get real. Election day is on Tuesday. And thank you all for your early voting. And we're glad that you were a part of that. But for those of you that have not voted, please make sure that you go out and vote whatever it takes. Those lines are going to be long. It's going to be kind of hectic. But please put in the effort, the strength. Have the patience to get in there and vote. Every stinking vote counts. Now, I want to make sure that you also understand. We've been analyzing what's been going on. We've been watching. We've been trending and documenting all of this. And we've said early on that Kamala Harris is going to win. And we almost see a landslide. And if you've been looking at our posts and our videos, we've said early on, the women are going to bring Kamala Harris over the top. And Gen Z. Gen Z has come out in huge numbers. The number of women new registered voters is through the roof. Just with these two in key states, what we see is it's going to happen. Now, you've been stressing out and watching mainstream news, and they've been saying, this is razor thin. Oh, my God, this is the thinnest election it's ever been. You got to keep tuning in and watching us. We're going to keep you tuned in every day, and you got to make sure that you watch over and over and over again. It's razor thin. This is what these people get paid for. These people get paid to keep you locked in front of that television so the ads are continually watched. That's what this multi-million dollar mainstream media is all about. They want to keep you shivering in a corner watching TV every single day. The razor thin margins, the polls are unbelievable. They're so close. It's unbelievable. You know, I don't know. We could be wrong, but we're seeing a totally different thing. And I know it's mainstream media and it's all about money, but there's got to be some kind of responsibility here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get to another point, which you probably have not heard. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I do want to share a video to you about this. Donald Trump shared last week that him and Mike Johnson have a little secret. And a lot of you know what it already is. A lot of you, this is the first time you're hearing about it. But the bottom line is that little secret is, if the Republican Party keeps Congress, if Mike Johnson stays as the Speaker of the House, that little secret is they are not going to certify the election if Kamala Harris wins. Let me repeat that. If Mike Johnson and the Republican Party stay in office, if they stay in control of Congress, they are not going to certify the election if Kamala Harris wins, period. They have a plan. Now, if you don't know the details, I'm going to show you a video here from Brian Cohen. You probably already know him. He's got like over 3 million views. A lot of you on the Democratic side, you watch him each and every day. Watch this.
Republicans will refuse to certify a state, and that will bring the whole number of electors down, and therefore bringing the total number of electoral votes down from 270 to something more within reach for Donald Trump. Is that a worry among those of you in the House?
You hit the nail on the head. I'm very concerned about this. And this is, you know, perhaps the most urgent reason why it's so important for Democrats to win the House, is that whoever wins on Tuesday, the majority will control the House on January 6th, because we get sworn in on January 3rd, not the inauguration on January 20th. So the way you described it is exactly what the concern is. Now, there was an Electoral Count Reform Act that was passed in 2022 in part to correct some things or protect against some things that happened January 6, 2021. But it still leaves a clear pathway for bad actors in the Republican Party to potentially do Donald Trump's bidding and overturn the election. You need a 20% threshold to object to a particular state's electoral votes. That's different from before, when it was literally any person, any individual member could object. Right. But if you have 40% of the Republicans, you get 20% of the House, and that's not a huge number, even just to move into an objection.
Right. I mean, oftentimes we're looking at pretty much unanimity among Republicans, which is far exceeds the you know 20% threshold of the House that they would need.
Yeah, there were about two thirds of the Republicans and maybe a quarter of the entire House last time that objected to the certification of the Electoral College. That would be enough to put us into a potential vote. Then it's a majority vote. And if they throw out enough electors so that neither candidate has 270, then, as you point out, under the 12th Amendment, it goes to a contingent election where it's not a one person, one vote. It is by state delegation. So all the members of each state get together, they vote, and then that state determines, whoever wins that vote determines who the state votes for. And as you point out, and it will probably remain the same, the Republicans, in large part because of gerrymandering, have more state delegations than the Democrats do. So I'm very concerned about this, and I believe this is what the little secret plan is that Donald Trump referenced with Mike Johnson at MSG on Sunday, because Donald Trump's been laying the foundation to claim election fraud for many months. And as you point out, they're already talking about all sorts of different issues, different reasons to object to the election, and it hasn't even happened yet.
So I don't want to leave you guys panicked on this. I don't want you guys stressing out over this, because the numbers show that they are not going to keep control of Congress. And hopefully, oh my God, if they keep control of it, please look at the numbers of what they have accomplished while they had control of the House. They've accomplished absolutely zero. They've got nothing done. They did nothing in that whole period. Zero, zilch, nada. So please, when you vote, focus not only on Kamala Harris, but focus on making sure that you vote for your senators and congresspeople to get control of that Senate and that House, so these corrupt psychopaths do not have control over our election and over the presidential candidate, please. Okay, so with that in mind, I don't want to leave you on that note. I don't want to leave you stressed out. I want to show you two amazing commercials. These are the two final commercials for this election season. One is from the Lincoln Project, and the other is from the Harris campaign. They're amazing. You got to watch it. So check this one out, and then we're going to show you the other one. But please make sure you watch them both, because it'll kind of get you in better spirits. I don't want to leave you on a negative note. But with that in mind, please go out and vote. Please, if you have to wait in line for hours, please do so. It's so important, especially those of you in the key states. And then I'm going to see you on the other side of this election, and I'm sure we're going to be celebrating. And then later on, down in the weeks ahead, we're going to decide what we're going to do with Truthcast, and we're going to give you an opportunity to decide what angle or how we move forward and what you would like to see as we move forward in the 2025 year. I have been so honored to be a part of this organization, and I want to continue to do so. With that in mind, check these out. Happy voting. Go Kamala Harris 2025.
You know, the White House is more than just a building. It's more than 18 acres of land in Washington, D.C.
It's more than columns and car doors, more than history etched into stone.
And the portraits of those who came before.
It's an idea. It's a symbol.
It's a sacred trust.
It's the place where Americans look for leadership when the night is at its darkest and when the dawn breaks brightest.
Earning the right to serve here isn't just about politics.
It's about a bond of honor between the American people
and their president. It's a commitment to the Republic and to our sacred Constitution.
It's a promise to temper strengths with compassion.
To uphold not only the law, but the ideals that give it life.
It's the understanding that every decision made within these walls
reverberates across the nation, impacting millions of lives.
The right kind of president reminds us that honor and dignity aren't relics of the past,
but the foundation of our future.
They know that while their time here is fleeting, their service can build a stronger America for generations to come.
The woman who will soon sit behind this desk will be the first in many ways.
She will lead America to a new era,
a proud era.
A future where we will build
as one nation.
A time of opportunity and prosperity for every American.
Every family.
Her name is Kamala Harris.
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 And she will be our next president.
Come here, Hannah. Shake my hand. How you doing?
Good.
And bring everybody back together.
And that's exactly how I feel.
That's what I'm doing, man.
Okay, you have to stay in touch with me, okay?
I'm very serious about this.
Love
to.
Okay. Throughout this campaign, I've seen the best of America, and I've seen what is holding you back and weighing you down. High costs, fundamental rights taken away, and politics that have driven fear and division. You deserve better. As president, I'll bring a new generation of leadership. I'll take on price gouging and bring down the cost of groceries and housing and prescriptions. I'll fight for your freedom to make your own choices, and I will protect your health care and your benefits, not take them away. The vast majority of people in our country have so much more in common than what separates them. Good people, hardworking people. We see in our fellow Americans, neighbors, not enemies. We believe in each other. We believe in our country. We're not falling for these folks who are trying to divide us. Together, we'll build a brighter future for our nation, where we stand for freedom, we stand for justice, we stand for the dignity of work. We haven't yet quite reached all of those ideals, but we will die trying because we love our country. Now, the baton is in our hands. I pledge to seek common sense solutions to make your life better. And I pledge to be a president for all Americans. Now, I'm asking for your vote. Because as president, I will get up every day and fight for the American people. I'm Kamala Harris, and I approve this message.
Don't stress out and put on that grin. It's a feel-good day for Harris to win. The positive energy and polls are with us. It's time for Trump to get on that big bus. Don't be negative and trust universe. Harris will put Trump right back in reverse. So don't freak out and keep on that grin. It's going to happen for Harris to win.